Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm here today with Jim Kendall, manager of Work-Life Connections, EAP, and Ellen Clark, who's one of our clinical counselors with EAP. And we are planning to talk today about time management for the individual, and not necessarily for a manager plotting a large project, but for individuals and how they can just make sense of their day. Ellen, how do you keep track of your time?
Well, I wouldn't say I keep track of my time, but I find that the more structure I have and the busier I am, the more I get done. Mm-hmm. You know, their old saying is you ask a busy person to do things and they're the ones that'll do it, not the person that has a lot of time. So for me, staying highly structured and busy, I get more done and I'm more productive.
Of course, that's a double bind, too. If you give the work to the busy person just gets more and more stressed. So that's a separate topic entirely. Mm-hmm. How do you organize that? When you get that, quote, busy work, do you organize it in some way, shape, or form to make sure it all gets done?
Yeah. I mean, I spread it out and, make sure that that I do manage my stress. In other words, I do, not take on more than I can do, but I spread it out.
You're good at setting boundaries.
Yeah, I do. I do set boundaries because I know that if I get too stressed, I won't be that effective. So I try to spread it out and make it work.
Okay. How do you keep track of deadlines and stuff like that? Do you keep that in your head? Do you write it down? What's your plan on that one?
Well, I do both. Sometimes I keep it in my head and sometimes I write it down. And keeping a calendar is important with reminders on what I need to do when is also part of the picture.
Jim, what about you?
Well, managing time is really, for me, is allocating this important resource. And it's really nice if you can choose what to spend time doing, although a lot of times that's already sort of chosen for me with deadlines. But when I get particularly overwhelmed, I have to do a list. Mm-hmm. And I'm a paper pencil guy. I know there are these Blackberries and things that you can mm-hmm. do all that, but about every week I have to sit down with a piece of paper and write kind of an overview of the projects that I have and then the tasks that I have to do. And for tasks, I write them out detail by detail with a deadline, even phone calls. You know, if I'm going to call somebody, I'll write their name and the phone number so that at least at the end of the day or the end of the week, I've got a bunch of stuff crossed out.
Mm-hmm. And that works for me, too, when I get a lot going. Because there also is this good feeling as you cross things out that you're feeling, visual marker, I am being productive and I am making my headway towards the goal.
Exactly.
So that's a good recommendation.
But, that's a dynamic thing, too, because at the beginning of the week, when you write all those down, it isn't as if you get to just finish those. There's always more that gets added, and so as you're adding those, I always find I add phone calls and things so I can cross them out, because I start the day thinking I'm going to be one direction and may end up an entirely different direction. If I don't have those things on the list that I can cross out, I might end the day and say, gee, I didn't get anything done.
Right, that's true. And by getting things onto a list, it does relieve your head. In other words, sometimes I keep some things in my head, but when I get a lot going, I have to put it on paper because I can't keep my head occupied with all that stuff.
That's right. No, and there's always the person who wakes up in the middle of the night thinking, I've got to do X, Y, Z, and boy, if they can write that down mm-hmm. and not have to think about what has to be done, that really gets, you can get much more sound sleep that way.
I have a pad and a pencil by my bed. And I found that if I don't do that, I spend a lot of time awake trying to remember, and then I fall asleep just at the last hour, and then I forget it. But if I write it down, that a lot of times it wasn't all that important, and it wasn't as big as I thought, but it's really nice to unload that RAM out of your head.
Absolutely.
No, the thing, one of the things that occurs to me was, whatever list we make, it can't take up so much time. It can't be so energy-oriented and consuming that you don't have time to do the other tasks. It has to be something fairly quick that works fairly easily for us. As a teacher, the to-do list never vanished, as you said, mm-hmm. Jim. There's always, what you do is just you take the top priorities off and other things bubble up and fill your time. And you just, again, taking the time in the day to prioritize how will I spend this day? And it doesn't have to be very long, but then getting that priority set, doing those things that are top priority, and then moving down through the list as time allows or circumstances allow.
Well, one of the things I find I have to do is at the beginning of the day, I have to look at the list so I can organize my thoughts of what I'm going to do. And I also look at my daily calendar and weekly calendar just to kind of have that in mind. And at the end of the day, I look at the list, look at my calendar, and that really sort of tells me, gets me on gear for tomorrow. So that I can already be thinking about what do I need to do so that I'm prepared, and then I can let that go when I'm home. And I know that there isn't something looming that I forgot about.
Okay. So if I were going to summarize, it sounds like keeping track of a list in some fashion so that you know what's coming up and when it's due, keeping track of the deadlines so you can prioritize, and keeping track of the subtasks so that you can hit the big deadline seems to be, as I heard it, the three things that seem to be the critical issues here.
I think that's
anything
what works
else?
For us.
Yeah, I think so too.
But you know, we're really good at planning our work time, and we need to multitask that. But we also don't need to forget, take time to take care of yourself, because we need that energy to get all these tasks done.
Right. In other words, you got to get good at setting limits.
limits work. As that, we'll all go to the gym and take care of this. Well, thank you. Very helpful and useful, and look forward to next time. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.